WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Rebecca Neuberger Goldstein is a novelist and philosopher with a finely developed sense of fun. Her novels, which she said are philosophically motivated, often investigate the tensions between the life of the mind and the wayward desires of the body. Book critic Maureen Carrigan has a review of Goldstein's latest novel called 36 Arguments for the Existence of God.
The new year began badly for me, with a thick head cold and one of those artfully written novels that start off with a lot of beguiling razzmatazz and turn out to be about nothing. The novel in question, The Privileges, chronicles 20 years in the life of a golden couple who never lose their luster. Other critics have rightly enthused over the novel's evocation of the world of the New York mega-rich, but I found myself growing crankier with every passing chapter in which very little of substance happened. By frustrating narrative expectations, The Privileges certainly makes readers conscious of the cliched plot lines we carry around in our heads. But my poor head was too congested for games. I wanted a dose of diverting plot, interesting characters, and a point along with my NyQuil. That's just when Rebecca Neuberger Goldstein's new novel appeared, like an answer to a fevered prayer. Ever since her 1983 debut, called The Mind-Body Problem, Goldstein has marked out a singular space for herself in the world of contemporary fiction. A philosopher by training, she holds a PhD from Princeton. Goldstein writes about what happens when worlds collide, the realms of the ethereal versus the everyday, of erudition versus gut instinct, of ration versus lust. Best of all, Goldstein gets away with this high-hatting because she's so funny and she knows how to tell an engrossing story. When you have as much gleeful gravitas as Goldstein, you don't have to find quirky ways to show off. This latest novel is called 36 Arguments for the Existence of God, and they're really listed, along with their refutations, in the appendix of this book. Our hero here is named Cass Seltzer, and like many of Goldstein's characters, he's a Jewish academic, in this case, a learned psychologist of religion. But Cass has lately become a crossover success because of his surprise bestseller entitled The Varieties of Religious Illusion. Dubbed the atheist with a soul, Cass has attracted the notice of Oprah, Time Magazine, even NPR, with his compassionate and timely tackling of the existential jackpot question, does God exist? Thanks to the efforts of his canny literary agent, a shark who boasts that he knows how to put the antic back in pedantic and the earning back in learning, Cass is now that rarest of animals, a wealthy public intellectual. His success is tempered, however, by the return of an old girlfriend who strangely calls to congratulate him on writing such a profoundly autobiographical book. Taken aback, Cass realizes that he's indeed still replaying the life-shredding events that took place some 20 years ago when he was a graduate student. Back then, he was under the charismatic sway of a sage, or maybe a madman, named Jonas Elijah Clapper, a scholar who composed the entire Department of Faith, Literature, and Values at the fictitious Frankfurter University. As Clapper became swept up in the study of Kabbalah and the secluded life of a nearby Hasidic sect, Cass tried to airlift a young boy out of that community, a boy who was clearly a mathematical genius, slated to have his gifts ignored because of the worldly suspicions of religious orthodoxy. Of course, Cass would still be haunted by that tumultuous time and by the larger questions about identity, loyalty, and most importantly, why people embrace religious belief that still linger. 36 Arguments for the Existence of God ends with a suspenseful set piece in which Cass debates another famous academic on the proposition that God exists. The brilliance of Goldstein's satirical yet affecting narrative is that even as Cass, in the midst of the debate, finds himself drawn to his cutthroat opponent's religious point of view, there's enough secular ammunition left in these ending pages to garner the endorsement of uber-atheist Christopher Hitchens, who blurbed this book. Part academic farce, part metaphysical romance, all novel of ideas, 36 Arguments for the Existence of God may not settle the question of whether God exists, but it does affirm the phenomenon of literary miracles.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed 36 Arguments for the Existence of God by Rebecca Neuberger Goldstein.